Union leaders are looking through a tentative agreement between labor and General Motors that could end a strike that's lasted longer than 30 days. Democratic state lawmakers say they want legislation that would not only help union workers in any future strikes, but could benefit the workers of the current strike too. House Democrats want to change the law that says striking workers don't receive unemployment compensation and food stamp benefits because they're considered to be people who voluntarily leave their jobs, and they'd make that retroactive. Sherry Baker has been a United Auto Worker Union member for nearly 23 years. She says these benefits, especially for temporary workers, would go a long way.
This is very necessary. It is very important because they're not knowing how they're going to feed their children. They're not knowing how to buy formula, buy diapers.
A spokesperson for Republican House Speaker Larry Householder had no comment on the bills because they hadn't seen the legislation yet. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.